Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum to everyone. This is Martha Naila Abdullah. William Kareem is, I should just say, in hospital. Please make dua for him that the healing takes place as whatever it is that he needs for the healthness of his body. His mind and spirit is great. But, of course, you know, when we need rest, we need rest. And when we need medical care or attention, then that's what we need, and that's what we get, inshallah, being conscious about, you know, our needs. We're welcome to living, is it living the upload life or living in the upload life? I was listening to, and let me start too, to, you know, acknowledging the tragedies that are taking place all over the globe, in Africa, in Palestine, in there at Gaza, and wherever else, you know, and in South America. We can't forget that there's ongoing conflict or injustices happening in South America. And then, of course, in Mexico, there are tragedies all around in Great Britain, in France, of course, in Russia and Ukraine and other areas. I was had the pleasure of speaking with a young lady from Bosnia, and she says, you know, there's situations going on all the time. So we like to offer these words of concern and our heartfelt prayer. So praise be to Almighty God. O Allah, we seek refuge with you and you alone. There is absolutely nothing in the known or unknown world worthy of our worship and our praise but you. And we are thankful for the example placed in that of Muhammad, Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, exemplifying how to give praise all the time, in all of our ways, in all of our times, in our good times and in our not so good times, how to continue to acknowledge and give praise to you. As your humble servants, we submit. We pray that you keep us with open hearts and open minds, and that we continue to seek to do good, even in the face of tragedies. And we pray and ask that whatever is your will, Almighty God, and whatever we are to learn from what is happening, that we exemplify at all times still the best of conduct to show that we have submitted. As we're approaching the month of Ramadan, may it increase our faith and may the relief be brought about by your time, your will, I mean. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, again, everyone, and as we're seeking refuge with Almighty God from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we're openly acknowledging that Allah is the one God, and there are absolutely no partners with Allah. Again, greetings of peace to you, dear listeners. Today is Monday. On the Gregorian calendar, it is March 3rd, 2024. And on the Hijra calendar, we're in Sha'ban, and we're approaching either, we have seven more days, I guess, six or seven. That means in 7 days will be the 10th of, on the 10th of March should begin Ramadan, and perhaps the 11th. But we will know better when we sight that moon, and God willing. So that places us at least Sha'ban 23. All right? Inshallah. Sha'ban 23, 14:45. All right, let's begin. We want to acknowledge you, your being here. You used your telephone, perhaps, and some are using your laptops or your notebook. You're using a device telephonically, electronically to listen in, and your ears are hearing, but you're using a device because you don't see me live. You don't see my physical self. So you hear my voice, and you're automatically acknowledging that I'm for real, that I am not a robot. I think back in the days, in a few years back, we used to hear the words, is it Memorex or is it for real? And Memorex then were tape recorders, weren't they? Where someone had spoken or they had sang, and their voices were being heard, and it was so real, so exact, like the person's voice being there, and they had asked the question, is it Memorex Or is it the person right here doing whatever they're doing that we could hear? So here we are now, and we say living in the upload life or living the upload life, and that is we are uploading data. When you were awakened this morning and your eyes laid upon whatever it was first, whatever you saw, immediately information was being shared. No matter how often you had seen this door, blue door, beige door, white door, black door, you saw that door, and as you were awakened, your eyes laid upon that door. You took in, it's a door, it's black, or it's blue, whatever. You saw the appearance of it, you saw the aesthetics of it, and you went on about your way. You knew the floor was underneath your feet. There was no doubt about it. Likewise, you knew that you were able to get up, for those who are able to physically get up and move about. You knew that your heart was beating, though you paid it no attention, perhaps, unless you're on a regular blood pressure taking time. You knew that your body exists. You know that. I mean, upon being awakened, you knew that. You were uploading information without the use of a device. You were using what we call our natural capabilities. A natural ability to internalize information, take it in, sift through it. We did, if the door that I spoke of, should it be that you had to open the door to go to another part of whatever to get done what you need to do in the morning? That door is important to your routine. But should it be a door to the left or right of you that you don't need to go through, you will just proceed. So what do you do with that information about that door? It gets pushed back into another compartment of our brain, our mind. It's not useful. It's not needed right then, unless it's a door to a closet where we need to go and get some linen or what have you, towels, whatever, for our routine to take place. So we're incorporating, uploading information all the time. When we're thinking about, when we are awakened, we're thinking about what it is, perhaps, we're going to prepare for our breakfast, and we're going to probably gather our clothes for the morning to perhaps shower and get prepared for the day, whether it's for going up working on a job or going into our own business or getting prepared and then going to a particular part in our home where that we use for business. Whatever the case, that information is traveling so fast in our mind. We're sifting through it. We pass by objects in the home, and they're not useful for at that moment, so we pass them over. But we say, oh, now where did I put my keys? Now we're reaching back into our mind. Where did I put them? When did I see them last? Where was I when I put my keys down? Perhaps you have a regular place you keep your keys, and they're not on that hook or strap or laying on the counter where you normally place them. So now you're reaching into your mind. We're reaching into our mind. I mean, I can't separate myself, right? So we're reaching into our mind, and we're calling on that information to come, and we want it to come flying fast. We don't want it to lay there, and my mother would use these words, dry anyone ever heard that? Used that term, that phrase used, being dry, long, and slow. Let me see if we can get a raise of hands if you've ever heard that. Dry, long, slow. No? Well, what my mother would reference when she used it was that you could be taking your time. You can take your time after she's made a request for something to be done by you. And she's indicating you can take your time if you want to, showing your attitude is showing that you're not even about what she asked you to do. So you're just being dry. You're taking a long time about it. You're being slow about it. Dry, long, and slow. But she had a remedy for that dry, long, slow, too. So moving on along, the information that we want, we don't want it to take the taking his time. I need the keys now, so I need to be shown where did I put my keys. Or you're making a particular meal and you need the recipe. There's a particular way you want to make something and cook something and you need this recipe. And you lay the recipe down or you slid the paper, someone shared with you, and you put it in a book, and you said at that moment, I will remember it's here. But yet you don't remember. So, again, you're wanting to retrieve data, information. Likewise, when reading Quran, as I'm going to go quickly to Ramadan, any time of the day, after we make salat, and perhaps we recite Ayatul Kursi after each salat, and then that's reminding us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is Allah, is over everything, and nothing enters Allah's knowing or knowledge, or nothing enters this space, and whatever we can call it, without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being aware of it, and that Allah's mercy extends far, so we can't even measure. So we don't even try. We don't even work on it. Just know it. So that Ayatul Kursi confirms that, reminds us of that. So we've put that into our mind, wherein we call on it after every salat. We call upon it. So those words become regular in our thinking. Al-Fatiha, we say it so often with every salat that we call up, the words just come. It's in our memory, and we are remembering. So the other information that we need as secondary, tertiary, third party, whatever, is not first like the prayer. The prayer is first. Remembering Almighty God is first. So that comes automatically because we've placed ourselves into that discipline. The secondary information, and I should say, too, automatic is, who are you? What's your name? That is right up there with the first, because you're associating, aligning. We are associating or aligning ourselves with the remembrance of Almighty God. So the who we are constitutes our having the ability to remember. All right. So now we go to the secondary information, and then the third. However many categories we have for information, we're uploading. Not to replace that first information that we want to keep. And in the computer world, I'm trying to think on what the O is. I can look it up, but there's ROM, the ROM and the RAM. Random accessible memory. And the other ROM, I have to look that up. Nonetheless, we're always uploading information. We walk outside, we step on something, we're uploading, that's a rock there. That's a sidewalk, and there's a break in the sidewalk, or there's a hole somewhere, and we want to walk around it. Right away, we use that, we apply our thinking our knowledge, our understanding, to what we see and what is needed to continue on around that hole or that breakage in the sidewalk. It's uploading, but it's not necessary to keep that information. So likewise with devices that are being invented, certain devices become obsolete because they are no longer useful. So we keep hearing about the stages of development for the cell phones. Those cell phones that came out early years, I think I got one of the first ones too, and I think the company was MIC, whatever it was, they were larger telephones, almost looked like the hand phones that we had in the home on the called the landline. And William Kareem, on his first debut, on his debut for Living the Upload Life, he referenced the television coming into use and how we remember, our mind can go back to those first shows that were being aired, you know, Superman and Mighty Mouse, and how it triggered a certain pleasure point in our mind. We look forward to it. We hear theme songs today, and we reference where we heard it first or last. So we're continuing to upload information, and then we're going to take a pause here, and when we come back, we want your participation because we want to discuss, as we want the world to change, how is information, the information necessary for that change? How are we expecting ourselves, of ourselves, disciplining ourselves to address that? And I'm saying it that way because there are many ways. And I just want to hear from you, too, that we will connect to this automatic information of who we are, what we are, what we're doing, how we're doing it, all of that, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. But then there's that which will really influence others as we are influenced by the disciplines exemplified in that of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, all of mankind. All of humanity is to follow the example of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and prayers and peace be upon him, and that will incorporate the following of the Christ, the following of Musa, the following of Ibrahim, the following of, and it goes on, so the connection is there in following Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All right, we'll be back, dear listeners, God willing. Please stay with us, and we do have 706-67. We'll come to you as soon as we come back from our public service announcement. Thank you so much for being here on Living the Upload Life. Praise be to Almighty God.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Intrafaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the Intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC, Inc., Marina Village,
4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
And welcome back, dear listeners, to Living in the Upload Life. William Kareem is your host of this presentation, and he's in the hospital as we speak. So we want to make dua for him as we bring in now for the dua for his healing. We bring in our dear brother Muhammad of Columbus, Georgia. Umar Prophet Muhammad by way of Columbus, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. I'll just make sure because I'm on the on the highway, but I'm getting ready to get off.
Okay.
Anyway, the future is where Prophet Muhammad's community is. The Jannah is in the future of our destination. Our present day activity is building a model community here on this earth. And this is why we are losing communication with our children, because they can't understand the different eras of the past that we talk about all the time. It's not inspiring them. They want to talk about the future of being a Muslim in America. They want to talk about the future of being a Christian in America. They want to talk about being a future of a Hindu or Japanese or whatever in America. And we're not talking about the future. That
okay, let's hear it, Muhammad. Let's hear it. Let's hear the future
and
coming from you.
Yeah, the future is to establish and teach people freedom, justice, and equality. How to make the land produce proper food that will not 10 years down the line cause people to have strokes, cause people to have different diseases because of the chemicals and different things we put in the earth to eat that are haram. How to develop a halal mentality to where all we talk about is what God is inviting us to strive for in the future. The past is gone. Allah said he's a God. God said he's the only one can change the past, and he's not going to do that. So we have to use these communications, this technology, in teaching ourselves and people how that our future, our freedom, our justice and equality, proper food, long life, better love for each other, all depends on how much we communicate with each other and have cure with each other on how to start to develop the type of intestinal fortitude to ignore the world and the whispers of this crime and murder and everything we do, and start to come together and defend what is right and forbid what is wrong, as we're always talking about in a hypocritical way. This is ruining all the resources that our children have now. They want to spend it on their future. A white boy don't want to be spending no money to argue with a black boy A white boy don't want to get involved with corruption and prostitution no more because he don't want to go to jail. Same way with everybody. But that's what we keep talking about. Let's talk about the solution. We've been talking about the solution ever since 1975, but we haven't been living it. So the thing to do to take full advantage of what Allah's given us in this day and time is to do it for planning and constructing the model community, the model mind, the model emotions, the model morality, etc. And quit talking about what happened to people before us unless we need it as a means of research. We don't need it every day, all day long. What they done in the jazz world, the drug world, back in the times of Prophet Muhammad, Musa and other prophets, unless we are going through the same thing. But they was living for the future. They were told to make hijrah from every situation and keep their mind on the future, like Allah tells us. You know, those who believe in him and the afterlife, that's who's going to be the victorious. So we need to spend more of our time talking about the future, how we're going to change America, how we're going to change China, how we're going to change Palestine, and invite the people who wants to do that here about making a kingdom on earth here, or Jannah here on earth, you know, then that's what we need to do, because that's why we are losing our children. We're becoming discommunicated because we're not talking about their time, their future, their children's future. We're only talking about the past, our grandmas, our great-grandmas, our aunties. We need to talk about the future more and more. And this has been a wonderful opportunity. I thank Allah very much that he let you let me say that, because it ain't coming from me. This is what Allah says. And I think it's paraphrasing what Allah says in the Quran. Teach these children to establish the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad. Teach these children that don't let the whisper or the people around them right now who are going crazy doing dog sex acts and things, all this wrong, tell them to turn around to the right kibla. They know it's us. They know it's us. They know it's Al-Islam. But they also know that the devil is doing to Al-Islam, not the Quran, but Al-Islam and the people of Al-Islam, what he's done to the people of the Christian world, of the Hindu world, of the Jewish world, of all the other worlds before the coming of this favor from Allah called Al-Islam. And the only way we're going to stop it is to turn them around and teach our children what to do with their money, what to do with their intelligence, how to find proper, balanced, healthy nature food and put time in it. And don't let the criticizers bother us with their criticism. Thank you very much. This is a wonderful topic, as always, on 360. But we have to remember, 360 is about the future. 360 is not about a historical platform to teach the world of wrongdoings of their historic catastrophe. It's about how we can become one voice, inviting people to all what is good and teaching people how to go about it in a very diplomatic way to forbid what is wrong, and have the spirit of Ibrahim, the father of all of us, in that terminology, that his life and his death is all for pleasing God, so that God will be pleased with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen, and alaikum assalam. Praise be to Almighty God for those words necessary. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. Thank you, our dear brother, Muhammad, from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by way of Columbus, Georgia. All right, anyone else, please press 1 on your phone, and we will hear from you as we are here in the moment, living in the upload life. And the words that were imparted just then by our dear brother Muhammad, we were hearing it. And how... Where did it go in our mind? Where did those words go? Did they go to have an effect on our thinking to the point that we're saying to ourselves, you know, that is so right, that is so true? Or were we already closing a certain mind, opening saying, or were we saying to ourselves, oh, keep on, my brother. You're saying the best things, and everyone needs to hear it, and I'm right there with you. I'm right in that thinking with you. And then began to think on things upon what he was sharing. I'm sharing it because that is how our mind take in information. We sort through it. It goes through a filter. And the filter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I was reading yesterday, O you who believe, O you who believe. And I'm saying to myself, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, O you Muslim, or O you who believe? And then we began to bring up into our mind to believe in what? By that information that has been shared with us, by what we've read, and we read it, dissected those words to really understand what we read or we heard, and we didn't dissect or go through any sorting out to find out whether what we were hearing was actually what we needed to know. I'm saying that because coming next week, inshallah, we will be in the month of Ramadan. For those of us who continue to live on through in this life, we will be in the month of Ramadan. And yesterday, for those who want to listen, re-listen to Imam Omar Shakir's presentation yesterday about how we hear a word, Imam Kareem Hamid injected this point, that when we hear a certain word, we hear it, but we translate it to something else. And we were having the discussion about dawn, and I'm only speaking of it because of what I've been in the environment of. And then I've gone back and I've read where it is actually in these information. One's doing research about prayers and what prayers we ought to make, and I'm saying now prayers following that of saying we're Muslim, believing, faithful followers of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And then I read dawn. And then sunrise. Then I read Nafl prayers. Those prayers that can be made. Then I read sunrise, that there's a prayer to be made after Fajr called, and it's confused to say that it's the sunrise prayer, but it's made right after sunrise, called the Ishraq or the Duha for chest. So I have to look a little further whether that chast was C-H-A-S-T, was meaning chaste, maintain our chastity or what. But the idea of a prayer right after Fajr. And then I said to myself, then you need to know more. Seek out a sound hadith. And I read several that were reports of individuals having asked Aisha radiallahu anha, may the mercy of Allah be with her, may Allah be pleased, excuse me, don't want to misinform, Radi, please, may Allah be pleased with her, that she was asked if the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, made the Ishraq or Duha, that prayer right after sunrise. Did he do that? And she said, La. I read the Arabia. La. But then, except for when he returned from traveling. So now, did individuals mistaken that to become a practice for everyone? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was implementing in his own way his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he was very conscientious not to do something that, because he was being looked upon for the examples, that he made a point not to do something in a regular way so that it wouldn't become obligatory upon believers who were following the examples of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his own action, interaction with the Creator. But it is not a practice to be raised or hailed by anyone saying that this should be a part of, this is what you have to do, institute. We can pray any given time, sunnah or voluntary prayers, but the obligatory prayers are those, and with those sunnah rakat prayers that come along with it. But to establish and have in these informational systems that when you put in sunrise prayers, you will see that it's just after sunrise. Ishraq and duha or duha. And so that I had, you know, it is upon us to, when we know better, that we share that which is best so that we don't, as our dear brother was speaking about the future, nothing gets incorporated and become, because it is a part of a culture or an individual's personal wanting to do, that we incorporate it and say, this is the practice, this is al-Islam. What is al-Islam? And we define, what is al-Islam? And ultimately, it is our connection with the peace. What is the peace? Our relationship with the Creator brings us the peace, brings us peace. As we're going through and experiencing all of our lives, experiencing our life, the beauty, that which will make us ask a question to learn better, whatever it is, we are responsible or how what we exemplify, we must let others know. Should I be in the moment of praying and making the obligatory prayers, and then someone sees after Asr, let's take Asr for example, the prayer that has no sunnahs afterwards, but I wait about 30 minutes and then I make a prayer. Someone will say, "Oh, are you? Are there prayer? Well, I'm gonna make. I'm gonna do as my mother did. She made prayers after Asr." No, I did. There was something within me that I waited the 30 minutes, but then I didn't want it to be associated with the fact that I was making a prayer. I didn't want it to become a fact that I was making a prayer connected with Asr. So praise be to Almighty God, our disciplines that we put in place and aligning it with al-Islam has to be explained when we're in the way that we need to. When we're by ourselves, we understand what we're doing. But having that knowledge and sharing it with others. And look how often we repeat things. So praise be to Almighty God. Let me hear from you as we are of the human family and American Muslim 360. Praise be to Almighty God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is Almighty God, is allowing these airways to reach into six continents. That means to reach that someone is using a device and they're intentionally dialing in or connecting with this particular airways, this particular resource. Praise be to Almighty God. So your voice helps to give a little more beyond what I'm sharing, how I'm sharing it, but coming from you, perhaps you have a more clearer way of explaining it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity and to do so, to share and to clear things up, this is how we're also sharing with those who are coming behind us. That's the Khalifa process. It's a process. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that rotation occurring. But it will still be the human being. It's not a different species coming behind. But the tracks to be tread, especially, O you who believe, will follow the track, the examples of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Why? Because we take the word Muhammad out of a physical person and see where hamd is praise. Mu is the expansion of how we praise Almighty God, or the ability to really praise Almighty God with in a very, and I'm spreading my arms, because the mu is not just an invite to praising Almighty God, but it is an abundance of praising Almighty God, and that's what's represented with that of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. You're listening, you're right here on American Muslim 360, listening to Living the Upload Life. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, standing in for our dear brother, William Kareem, who is the host here, and he's executive producer emeritus for American Muslim 360, and he is executive producer for A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio, heard every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Immediately at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can dial in to 515-605-9326. Again, 515-605-9326 to connect with A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. There's also a connection for IWDM Community Radio with executive producer Imam Mikhail Sahir. And I apologize, I don't have that number right here with me. Oh, let's go to 810-399, coming all the way from Flint, Michigan. Assalamu alaikum, Dipreeta Abdul Hadi.
Well, alaikum assalam to you, Martha Naila Abdullah, and to the AM360 family. Yes, this is Dipreeta Abdul Hadi, calling from Flint, Michigan. Alhamdulillah, Martha, we appreciate you so kindly for stepping in for Brother Kareem and doing such an excellent job. You wanted to give us an opportunity to come to make a commentary, if we would, on the prayers. And, you know, as I was doing along in my research as well, and, you know, reading about Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, and how he prayed. And you know, when you read the hadith, you would think, well, what was there ever a time of the day that he wasn't praying? You know what I'm saying? But yet he did a lot of excellent work, too, in the, other than just praying, you know. But when you read, he always had these prayers, extra prayers that he was doing. But it also said in the Hadith that at one time he was making a prayer, a particular prayer, but he don't want the people, you know, or the community to burden themselves with trying to do, you know, exactly how he does things. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where that young man got the energy and the time and all that he had to do and to make all these extra prayers. But it was stating about going to the paradise. And so the person that was speaking of going to the paradise was saying, well, I'm just going to do the obligatory prayers, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And so would I still get to be able to go to paradise, mind doing just what was stated, you know, obligatory? And it was an answer, yes. So what I got out of that, what my understanding was, is that we may not be able to do it exactly as many times or as often, I would say, as the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. But if we just made sure that we got what the obligatory prayers were, then we, look, in our lives, and not to say that his life was no less busier than ours, I would, you know, would say, but in our day life and time where we're at, in, because it takes us to the 50 prayers. When we first off Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he's going to give us 50 prayers. And all, and the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, I think it was up on the advice of one of the other prophets, and I want to say it was Moses. But in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so kind, and he said, okay, we're going to do them five, and then we would give him, he would give us the worth of doing the 50. But in our daily time, you know goodness well, even five can get stressed up in there with all of the doings that we have. But as long as we make sure that we get that five in, then as we walk through the day, we can just pray. Just pray. I may not be able to go through, not, I'm talking about not my obligatory prayer. My obligatory prayer, you know, you want to do them as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah say, standing, sitting, or lying down. And it's just my motto is to say that if you can get in there and do your rak'ahs, you do your rak'ahs. But after you've done those prayers and you're just out and about or doing whatever you're doing, you can still be praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making that dua prayer, I guess you would say. I just wanted to say that and thank you so kindly for allowing me that opportunity to express that to the listeners.
Let me explain that duha, they were, I've seen where it has become almost like an obligatory with some persons, that they call it the sunrise prayer, but it's just after sunrise, and it can be distorted, you know, for a new person entering to understand their. And they make their connection with the Creator, that we don't want to put upon them misunderstand that that is a, you know, for those after Fajr, alhamdulillah, we're making du'a is the ayn, du'a is a supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, du'ha is that sunrise, so after sunrise or what, but they are saying the ishraq. But I've seen on prayer schedules the word sunrise, and there's a line for that prayer time. So, you know, I'm saying that it will be misleading. Whatever community is doing that, masjid, their leadership, putting that up, then it's it's misleading. You know, when you're putting up a prayer schedule, that prayer schedule should outline the obligatories.
Right.
And
right.
then under an educational a teaching moment, you can teach, and then studying the hadith, reading Quran and reading the other hadiths, the reports of those who reported about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what he did, what he said, who said it about him, and how the chain of those reports are connected, then you see the sense of it, and that's how we're forming our disciplines. Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. So thank you. I'm on the East Coast. You're on the East Coast too. I forgot.
Midwest, but like you say, you got to travel through us to get up into that, further up into that East Coast out there, New Jersey and Maryland and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct? Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. So, and did I greet the AM360 family?
Yes, ma'am. But you can again if you like.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Okay, I'm going to go on. And I'm hugs and love to everybody. And assalamu alaikum. And Ramadan Mubarak.
You got your, I won't say you got your heels on. You got your flats on or your footies on. And perhaps your toes are saying Ramadan, you're tiptoeing.
I got my kafiti. You know, all that balloons and, you know, all of that going out. It's Ramadan. I mean, I know we got a couple weeks yet, y'all. I'm just saying. I know that, but I'm just so excited. I'm excited about it. And I'm looking forward to it.
Actually, we have one week, the prefab from this Monday.
Okay. I mean, the time is moving. The time is moving right along, you know, so we're totally excited to see, inshallah, another year to be able to perform maybe better this year than we did last year of our Ramadan. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so kindly, Mata Naila.
Thank you. I thank Allah for you. Alhamdulillah. All right, everyone. And guess what, everyone? We are very well aware, thank you Allah, that we don't stop doing the good, we're adding on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide us the strength to do just that. Studying more, connecting, continuing to seek that a mate that will help us meet the needs that we have within this life and to enter into paradise. Praise be to Allah. And then with what Muhammad was saying, continuing to say that the future, and make it clear. And that's what we're striving to do every day here on American Muslim 360 with the Preetha, with Al Islam in Focus on every Saturday evening, 5 to 7 p.m. You go through the lineup, and we're going to give really, really praise be to Allah, acknowledgement to all the hosts that comes on American Muslim 360 on their time every day, every week, and they're coming forth with information that's being shared, not just to share it. They're really researching and studying and wanting to bring forth the best. So there we have our times. American Muslim 360 is the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. And I like to say, because we have a senior management team, leadership there, CEO, Emeritus, Dr. Aisha Kareem, co-founder with her husband, Thomas Abdul Salam, Rahimullah Ulay. And then there's Latifa Hameen, who is the current CEO. We've had Abdul Hakim, may Allah be pleased with him, grant him house station in paradise, forgive him his errors. He was our CEO. And then we had Hassan Shakir Before we used the title as CEO, Dr. Aisha was CEO then, so he was executive producer, Hassan Shakir. And Hassan Sharif was our program manager. And we had Mustafa Mujahid of Atlanta, Georgia, was a executive producer here on AM 360. We've had a lineup, and then with Mukhtar's executive producership, leadership, and all that he brought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him to come forth with, we want to honor that, and we want you to join us in honoring that this month, inshallah, as we do more, and we're asking for your donations to continue, your donations, whether you send it through by way of the secure site on our website with PayPal, or you send it in to our office address, which is just you send it to CWSC, Marina Village, and the address is 4905 34th Street South, number 185. St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. It will get there with the 33711, inshallah. And I'd like to say, too, acknowledge that our dear sister, Angela Marie Kingston, we thank her so, so much, too, for she's always sending in notes and information through the mail and through email and for her financial contributions and acknowledging, giving us information on her son, and happenings there in Providence, Rhode Island. So we thank you, Angela Marie Kenston. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Masjid An-Nur, that has been continually contributing monthly to the efforts of AM 360 and to the administration of CWSC.
Yeah.
And then there's various ones. We have a continuous line of contributors that send regularly, have the recurring amount coming in through PayPal. We thank Allah for you. We're not calling the names because I don't want to miss anyone's names who's sending in by that way. I'm just acknowledging right now in my mind the physical mail-ins. And we have had mail-ins with those who want to remain anonymous. The information we get in from and about the museum in South Carolina, the museum in Mississippi, and we're going to be connecting with other museums, bringing forth their curators to have conversation with them. This is all in line with the sociocultural, the arts. And then we have, and as you know, we're collaborating with A New Day for Al-Islam with William Kareem with Cultural Insights. And we're growing, developing, and as we bring younger minds to the forefront, as William Kareem's son, Kivel Ikwan, who educates us on the not only the history about the hip-hop and then the other musical or, I say, harmonious sounds that brought about a lot of change. We saw a lot of changes while that was happening, and words were put together in a harmonious way to describe what was happening, has been happening in this country and abroad. And then if we can think back for a moment, we can remember the orchestra music where we heard it, there was the symphonic music about war. And even those who were in the midst of being fought, invaded by, they listened to the music that was produced, the symphonic, sounds that were produced by one who was with or of the people that were invading the country, but the music, the symphonic sounds brought them. It was like what they call it says calms the beast. But I'm speaking, I'm trying to think of the symphonic music sounds, I should say. And you see, I'm working on not using the word music because William described to us, too, the definition of muse, M-U-S-E, and he took us through that. So praise be to Almighty God. We make this necessary changes where we need to in order to begin to continue to strive to be our best. Mashallah, we'll come, we'll think of it, and we'll be able to share about it. Perhaps you know of what I'm speaking of. DePrisa, do you recall the symphony that was played? Not Brahm. Oh. It was another well-known producer of orchestral or symphonic music. Name some of the ones, but this one, his presentation, I think it was number 9 or number 5, that was used, and it was played in Europe, and it was played here in America, so especially when there was uprising in California.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, harmonious sounds. Say that again.
I can't think of it that right now. My mind is just not. I can't get it right now.
Okay, I was reaching for you all. And what's the ROM? Do you know what that ROM? I didn't look it up. I know the random accessory.
Yeah.
Memory.
ROM. ROM.
RAM I have, but ROM. Anyone press 1 while DePrisa and I are trying to figure this out without looking it up, right? Let's see. What is ROM, ROM of the computer world?
Oh, shoot.
No, and don't feel bad, DePrisa. No one's pressing 1, so
Come on, everyone.
Put your minds to work here.
Right. We
won't hold
that
memory.
Let's see. I'm trying to do the same thing, Martha. I'm trying my best to get
you. You're trying to look. I'm typing now. What is ROM on computer world? Okay. Mm-hmm. In computer knowledge. Computer memory. And it says, read only.
Yeah. I couldn't come up with all for nothing, girl.
I couldn't.
Read only.
And this means that you receive the data and permanently writes it onto your mind. It says a chip, but writes it in. Read
mm-hmm.
only. So I believe this would be indicating when we're studying our prayers, when we're studying the written Quran, and we are for recitation and for during our prayers, but for us to study it as we go back to it and say, oh, that word means this, that word means that, you know, the Arabic or what it means to us as we translate into English, our connection with that. And then random accessible,
mm-hmm.
right?
And you know what, Martha, and read only,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at like the you can't make no changes to it, like the PDF.
Mm-hmm.
Something to that effect. The PDF, because
yeah.
you can read it. But you know, with this technology going on now, they got something you can get in there and work with, but that's still a read only. That's what it's a read only. Memory.
The other RAM is short term. So the read only is long term.
Okay. And random access.
Yes. Random access memory. And then we'll use it now. We won't need to use it for later or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I painted my house pink this time. I don't need to remember that I painted it pink. I'm going to paint it blue now. Just knowing that I changed the colors of paint on my house or whatever or something. It's not. There's no importance about it, no usefulness about it. I just chose a different color.
Yeah.
But they read only, yes, it gets imprinted there. So praise be to Almighty God. Read, and that takes us to what read really means. We're addressing something, and it's going to be readdressed and readdressed and readdressed. That's, you know, my way of connecting with it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, this is so beautiful. I'm just enjoying. It's like I'm already into the Ramadan way. Yeah. This is Sha'ban. Every month has its importance, has its connection. So CWSC is going to venture into everyone. You may give you some time to think about it. We know that Ramadan is the ninth calendar month, and many times we set goals. And for CWSC, we're going to incorporate it to where during the month of Ramadan, at that ninth month, what we give birth to, what has been born out of the 9 months prior to, I mean, out of us coming from the first month to into the month of Ramadan. This month, we can really assess ourselves and the work we're doing. What connections are we making? What improvements have we made? How is the evidence of what we do individually or group is making an important impact on the location where we live? And speaking specifically about the faith communities, the intent, the mission of it. So we look at the Masajid, the Islamic centers, connecting with those who study, intentionally study Quran for the purpose of developing a better life, as Muhammad was saying, that model life, then we have to lay the blueprint out. What constitutes a model life? What constitutes model community life? Do we have business that shows that it's meeting the needs of the environment right where we are in that locale? Food, clothing, shelter, education, a stream of economics, the circulation, and the identity of the people in the particular neighborhood. Are those persons identified, represented in the business process? In providing culturally, are the businesses reflecting the community there? Definitely, and then others that are around about as well. So, imagining a community is mostly Spanish, Cuban, Hispanic, then African Americans being the ones to provide the sustenance for that community, but providing it from the point of African braids, hairdos, and the clothing of African print, and you know, all those things that we will say is of Africa, all right? But the community is Hispanic. But we're not complementing their culture. So what are we doing? We are making money, but they love what we are offering. But at some point, they will feel the need to identify business-wise with their culture and begin to produce, no matter how much is being supplied, the foods, the clothing, the shelters, the housing around, landscapers who do it, you know, it's all coming from African Americans. And that's who they see, the little children running around of Hispanic. They are seeing African Americans providing their needs. Some given point, the Hispanic community, someone's conscience is going to be pricked, and they're going to say, no, 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 no. Listen, we love this kind of food. We love this kind of, well, the African Americans probably will hire some of them to come in and take part in. But at some point, you want to be the leader in providing that. Likewise, when you have Chinese providing for your community, you have Europeans providing for your community, after a certain period of time, you're going to feel the desire, and you have to connect with those avenues that will allow those provisions to be provided by you. So praise be to Allah. This is how what we CWSC is wanting to connect individuals, organizations that are providing, and connect with those who have not or are not providing, provide information whereby they can become providers as well, inshallah. Did I say that in an understandable way, Dipritha? I pray. All right, dear listeners.
I'm on mute, baby.
All right, dear. Did I say that in an understandable way?
Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. All right. Praise be to Almighty God, everyone. We thank you for having been here with us through on Living the Upload Life. So now we know, for those who already knew, RAM, Random Access Memory, the temporary, short-term, and the ROM, read only, write is written onto, is imprinted and planted into our mind and for us to access it at all times, anytime, because it's on the long-term memory. So thank you. Everyone, please plan to join us here at at 10 to 1, that's, you go to A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio, 515-605-9326. And then at 1 p.m., keeping you busy, right? At 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., you come back to AM 360 for MAP 5, the Muslim American Power 5. That's with Cheryl Sadouf, Amatala Sabri, and Fleming Elamine. Please plan to attend here, back here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. And then you're given, 2 hours? Then you return to AM 360 again at 5 p.m. with Optimal Health, 5 to 7 p.m. with Abdul Shaheed for Optimal Health. And then at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., Imam Abdul Aziz with Maya Ale Kule Hel. Together under any circumstances or all circumstances. All right? So there's a full day for us here on American Muslim 360 and with A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. And please look forward to the various ways of hearing the Quran being recited in Arabia and in English. Number one is here on American Muslim 360. We're providing that starting the first day, the 10th, I believe. We start on the 10th, doing the day one for the recitation, and that will be at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think it's 6:30 to 8 or 7 to 8:30. Well, you'll hear the correct time. I apologize. And, of course, you heard on Study Al-Islam yesterday, I'm assuming, right? And you heard on Study Al-Islam, there were three reading groups that is, yes, three, that was the Islamic Learning Institute provides the Arabia and the English, and then Sister Mahassan, I'm trying to think of her last name, there's a group, I have the numbers, let's see, may as well share them with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this is a Rahima, and the group that's been reading for the last 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is. All right. Women of Quran Online, Quran Line, that's with Rahima, the Quranic reading, they have a conference line, and the number is 848-220-3100. Again, 848-220-3100. And its access code is 3260-3260. That's 3260 twice, all right?
Mm-hmm.
3260 pound. And they began at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then there's the Quran Sisters. Oh, no, that's the... Oh, yes, Quran Sisters. They meet on Zoom. And Zoom, if you go to Zoom, have Zoom, you can put in this code, the Zoom number, and it is 820-85-48-6-82. All right? That's when you go to Zoom, you put in that number, 820-85-48-86-82. And then they have a passcode, and it is 449642. And they began at 6 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. So that will be 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They read the Quran. All right, and once again, for that Zoom number, 820-8548-8682, and the passcode, 449642. And they do that on Sunday mornings, 6 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, 8 a.m. Central Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Women of Quran Line is read, I think they read every morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that will make it 3:30 a.m. on the Pacific and 5:30 on Central Time. The Islamic Learning Institute, you can dial this number to connect with Islamic Learning Institute because they have a lot going on, as well as Quranic reading. They have the Arabic studies. That's with Nadia Ahmed, 813-531-4442. Again, Nadia, her name is N-A-D, as in David, I-Y-A-H, Ahmed, A-H-M-A-D, and the phone number is 813-531-4442. That's Islamic Learning Institute. You can also go online and bring up Islamic Learning Institute. We want to always acknowledge that the efforts for the schools, the Sister Clara Muhammad schools, as the 150, if you're not on if they don't have your email, then you can send in to CWSC, info@cwsc.us, that's info@cwsc.us. And we will, and you let it be known that you want us to share that information for you to connect with a new day, for the Muhammad Schools 150, or the information you want to connect with Imam Adam Biya. All right? And we also acknowledge Camp Khalil. You can go on the website for Camp Khalil. I don't have that information right in front of me, but that's spelled with K-A-M-P as in Paul, then K-H-A-L-I-L, Camp Khalil. It's an ongoing effort twice a year. They have the summer and the winter camp time. Summer in DeLand, Florida. Winter in Houston, Texas. All right, I think that comes up in July. Then this year in July, the biannual event for Sister Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association with Priscilla El-Ukda. You can send to our email requesting information on that, or you can go online because the Eventbrite information you can get for the event that will be on July, I think it's the 19th, 20th, and 21st, or 19th and 20th, but it's in July, going to be held in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you want to register for that, Sister Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Of course, always, Muslim Journal. The board of directors and the board president is Imam of in New Jersey, where we had the time to be grateful, Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad. And there's it's open for us to connect on Sunday mornings, at least Sunday at 12 noon for 12 to 1. Meeting. It's a conference call line. I'll have to get that information unless someone has that information for the Muslim Journal Board of Direct Board members, board meeting, where Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad is the president. And, of course, articles, things that you can submit to the Muslim Journal. We definitely want subscriptions. Want individuals to take out subscriptions to the Muslim Journal. And, of course, the time to be grateful is going to be in Miami, Florida this year. We're already working on that. As, of course, you know, I'm here in Florida. And the Ramadan sessions that are being held throughout the country during the month of Ramadan You perhaps can go on the internet and put in Ramadan sessions, and the information, a lot of the information should show up. I know there's going to be, I was told, a women's Ramadan session. I think that was mentioned yesterday, too, on Study Al-Islam. So there are many avenues opening up for us to become aware of what is happening throughout the country, the efforts of individuals, and they're highlighting establishing the model community. Establishing the model community. And last but not least, I'd like to address Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, director of our think tank, CWSC think tank, along with the director, Imam Abdul Karim of Dallas, Texas. Imam Wali Ayub Bilal is of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the efforts to bring about the halal, he does halal industries, do for self here on every Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7 p.m. And he's been working, and they say in the background, but I think in June or July this year, he's intending to have a connection with those who are interested in establishing halal efforts of, he says, he will often say to us, it's not just speaking about the food, but the distribution, the gathering of and the distribution of, maintaining and distribution he specifically spoke about meats. So you get more information. You can go and listen to some of his presentations. That's right here on American Muslim 360. When you go to cwsc.us, type in American Muslim 360. That's, type out the word American Muslim 360. And you type in the search box. You just put in halal, and all of his presentations should appear. You will see the American Muslim 360 globe that we have for American Muslim 360. And it will say halal industries. And you can just listen in to any of his presentations. All right? We thank you, dear listeners, for being here. As I'm asking myself, am I missing something? But we thank you, and inshallah, at 10 o'clock, we're going to go over to A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio, 515-605-9326. Always, you can go to cwsc.us and click on the blue donate button. We appreciate you. I didn't mention our dear brother Clarence Charles, another donor that I was wanting to remember his name, and that information is not right here in my hand. So, but he knows who he is, and we are thankful for his donations coming through the mail system to us. We thank Allah. And for those who have the heart and want to give, you have, there are other ways that you can give. Of course, the Model Community National Resource Directory. We don't want to miss out on sharing that information with you. Depreza Abdul Hadi is the director. Model Community National Resource Directory, everyone. You're going to hear more public service announcements from that area of our directors, and with Volunteer Human Resource Network, Eyes on Our Community. And what time do we hear of it most? Well, during the month of Ramadan. Yes, but throughout the year. Patricia Nima Mohammed is the director for Volunteer Human Resource Network, Eyes on Our Community. And, of course, I should play that public service announcement, right? Why don't we do that now? Everyone, we thank Allah for you and your continuous listening right here. Oh, before I do that, I wanted to share this right here.
Was jamming, honey.
All right. Well, here's Patricia Nima.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Patricia Nima Muhammad of Eyes on Our Community, asking you to join me in supporting CWSC and American Muslim 360 with your tax-deductible gift. Log on today at CWSC.us. and click on the donate button or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Help build a national intelligentsia and let's keep American Muslim 360 strong and ready to remake the world. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everyone. In about 15 minutes, we're going to be on A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. And I do see, let's see here, if I'm not imposing, I don't have the number in front of me for IWDM, Community Radio, with executive producer Imam Mikhail Sahir. So if Mark Shahid is available to give that number, press 1, Mark, and come on in. Let's see here. Hold on. There you are. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam to you. I just, sister, the number, I was just happened to be listening, just getting ready to leave, Sister Martha Abdullah. That number is 714-816-4673. Once again, for IWDM Radio, 714-816-4673.
Thank you. 714-816.
Yes, ma'am. 4-6.
Oh, 4-6-7-3.
4-6. Yeah. Well, I'll do it one more time. 714-816-4673.
Gotcha. Thank you,
yes,
so
ma'am.
Very, very, very much.
Yes, and thank you for all that you do in terms of CWSC and AM360 in connecting the listeners to everything that's available for them, and I want to take this time to wish everybody at CWSC and AM360 a blessed Ramadan, a peaceful, productive Ramadan, a blessed Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. I know we all looking forward to this visitor, and prayerfully, we all return better after this 30 days of fasting. And I want to say my theme has been, this will be the seventh year, and it started here on AM360 at the CWSC Roundtable, fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. How about that? Fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. I pray Allah that everybody will be able to do that, and that would return a better you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Yes, yes, yes. Fasting during the month of Ramadan while feasting on El Quran. Thank you, Mark Shaheed, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless you in all your efforts. As he's host there on a new on IWDM Community Radio. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Hi, dear listeners. As we continue, I'm going to go out with, again, that song, Ramadan is Here, as we may get cut off, but we will go out with that. Alhamdulillah. All right. Once again, Ramadan. And we know always humanity, of course, right?
Right.
Let me do that first. It all plays in to the month of Ramadan. Here we are, Abdul Shaheed, Imam Abdul Wali Shaheed. And we're going to share this now before we do the Ramadan song again.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Abdul Aziz, Director of the CWSC Ambassador Programs and National Leadership Advisory Council, and host of AM360's Ma'iya Al-Kulihal, inviting you to share in the special blessings of intrafaith unity in the national campaign honoring the blessed month of Ramadan. All month long, you're invited to participate in the Return to Innocence, Sharing the Spirit of Ramadan campaign, in which Islamic institutions nationwide are being asked to include at least one interfaith event with another Islamic organization in the same metropolitan area, and preferably with an organization that represents a new or renewed relationship that may cross cultural, ethnic, or language barriers. In other words, all of us are being asked to share time with one another in a way we may have never done before. We're asking all to work this month with unprecedented interfaith unity and unconditional positive regard and reconciliation. Examples of joint events might be praying together on the occasion of Jumu'ah or another congregational prayer, one joint iftar, a masjid movie day, a youth appreciation day, joint press conference, joint resolution for city welcoming and explaining Ramadan to a joint open house, a joint day of community service or outreach such as neighborhood cleanup or food drive, and of course, the ultimate, a joint Eid celebration. The second part of the Return to Innocence campaign is reconciliation, and it applies to any circumstances in which independent local institutions in the same city have suffered a breach between their organizations as a result of past grievances or misunderstandings. We are asking leaders of those institutions to meet first in private with a commitment to heal the division, followed by action to bring their entire communities together for one event during the blessed month. Finally, we ask you to share with us your event success stories and photos with CWSC so we can share them with the entire American Muslim community. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Finally, AM360 may feature your community's interfaith unity success story in a national interview. Just imagine the power of all of us together as brothers and sisters solely for the sake of Allah during this month. Imagine what the angels will say to our Lord and what our Lord will say to us. We ask Allah's choice and blessings upon you, your family, and community. Together, we can remake the world. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Now we end out with Sawad El Amin again with Ramadan is Here.
Thank you. Ibn Yaqub, Islam. And it's reviving the Quran with Ibn Yaqub, Islam. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you.
Thank you, love.